Gary, a cracking game here at the Scarvey. Your team have prevailed by 1 point, 215 to 311 against Fermanagh. What was your read of that one?
I think we were behind for most of the game. I think we just took the lead in injury time. It was our first time ahead in the game, you know. So, you know, we were very, very lucky to get out of here with 2 points tonight.
Yeah. As starts go, Gary, it wasn't a good one. You lost it. Senior starter Conor McCahill to injury after 3 minutes. And then you find yourself 1-5 to no score down. And, you know, I'm sure that wasn't what you envisaged as you made the way to Buncrana this evening.
No, that's right. You know, we had a bad start. And even when we played Fermanagh last year, we talked with us. You know, we had a bad start against them last year up in Enniskillen. And, you know, we were 1-5 down early on. And after about 10, 12 minutes, we started to get a grip on the game, you know, and we were starting to get shots off. You know, we had a lot of the ball there tonight. We had a hell of a lot of the ball, so we did. And, you know, when you take that into account then, that we were 1-5, 8 points down. And, you know, they got another 2 goals after that, and we still managed to get over the line. And, you know, that's what we did. We just crept over the line tonight, you know. So, you know, fair play to the lads for keeping going. You know, anything that could have went wrong tonight probably went wrong. And, you know, they showed the character to keep at it. And even when they were coming forward in the last quarter, we were missing easy chances. They got out and they kept going again, you know. And, you know, fair play to them for that.
Like, it was a tough one, as you say. They kept coming and, you know, you just couldn't seem to get back on level terms. You did eventually in the second half. Your subs probably made a difference. Thomas Lenehan with a big two-pointer to level matters at the end. And then Calvin McLaughlin, one of your youngest players on the team, to get the winner.
Yeah, Calvin and Thomas, you know, two young lads, you know, and they ended up getting the scores near the end of the game, yeah. But, you know, you need subs, you need bench, you need your legs, you know, to keep going. Like, and we needed that, you know, input of energy tonight from them as well. Like, you know, but I think with the team, you know, the team kept going. And, you know, that's an important trait to have as well, you know. You know, that they showed that, like.
Yeah, I think by my calculations, it was 16 wides on the evening, which probably won't make for pretty viewing on the review.
Yeah, 16 wides, you know. As I said, you know, we controlled a lot of the ball, we controlled a lot of the game, you know, after about 10 minutes after that initial bad start. And then we give away a bad goal just before half time, then we give away another bad goal in the second half. So, you know, anything that could have went wrong, went wrong. But, you know, fair play to them lads in there, you know, they're to keep at it, you know, for 18, 19 year olds to have that, just to keep going and keep going and keep going, you know, it's fair play to them.
Yeah, and I suppose Conor McCall, like he went off after 3 minutes. He took a shot and went down. Seemed to be in a bit of discomfort. Is there? What's the story with Conor?
I will just have to see now. We'll see how he is tomorrow. You know, hopefully now he'll be all right. He had a bit of a dead leg, but you know, hopefully he'll be okay.
And I suppose Finbar, your captain Finbar Rorty, didn't feature this evening. Is Finbar in healthy state, as they say?
Yeah, Finbar is. You know, Finbar was available for, he was available for us tonight. You know, we decided then just, you know, after the game on Sunday, Roscommon, you know, he had a big 70 minutes in Roscommon and probably the conditions and that. And we just, looking ahead to the schedule that's ahead, you know, over the next couple of weeks, you know, we just decided now that we would go with the lads that we had there tonight, you know. We said we'd give Fumber a break tonight because we're going to be needing them now going forward over the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so as has been mentioned over the last week, Gary, it's a fairly tough group. Monaghan were beaten by Derry tonight by 3 points. You go to Castle Blaney next week to face Monaghan, and that'll be a good test for your team.
Yeah, you know, we have to lift it big time, you know, for next Wednesday. You know, we have to, we really do need to lift it, you know. As regards, you know, around controlling the game, but, you know, we just need to, we know that what was there tonight, it's definitely not going to get the job done next Wednesday night. You know, we have a massive, massive game away to Monaghan, like, and we definitely need to, you know, have a look at things now over the next couple of days. And, you know, but I'm confident, you know, I know the type of group that's in it, and I know the type of lads that are in it, you know. I've no doubt that they'll turn it around, you know, and they're going to find something, you know, for next Wednesday night, you know.